interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Compliment Day, Tony. You want to say something nice about somebody?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I bet Ryan Tannehill will be great at his next job.
Oh, wow. So you chose Tannehill, but not Jimmy G. What about his next job?
Jimmy G is 4-1
as
a playoff quarterback.
I don't care.
Jimmy G won over the weekend.
Ryan Tannehill's
first pass and last pass were intercepted.
Not very good, was it? Jimmy G.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Matt Stafford comes through, Aaron Rodgers goes out, and Joe Burrow steps up. But we begin today with the Chiefs beating the Bills yesterday in the most exciting game of the most exciting playoff weekend ever. Let's go right to the end of the game. The Bills' first touchdown in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs' rejoinder. The Bills' one-up touchdown. The Chiefs' tying field goal. The Chiefs' overtime touchdown. 31 points in about 6 minutes of play. Wilbon, what is your primary thought about the finish of this game?
Oh, my God. Just like the thought was on my sofa, watching the game unfold, Tony. It's all of it. It isn't any one of those things. Although, the cheetah running down the sideline, weaving in and out the right sideline, looking back. No, I'm sorry. Looking ahead at a defender who technically has an angle on him and just waving bye-bye. It was just, there's just one stunning thing after another. And so I don't know that I feel the need. I feel bad for Bills fans. You and I talked about this on your podcast this morning because I've been in Buffalo for big games. I know how that place just pulsates and how much they care about it. They don't have all four sports. They got the Sabres and they got the Bills primarily. And I just feel so bad for them, Tony. But the game itself was just one thrill after another. And so Josh Allen, who you know, I didn't think was going to play all that well. I thought he played so great last year. I don't know if he can string these together. He strung them together. And then Kansas City has so many different people who can make these fabulous plays, from Kelce to Hill to, I mean, it's just so many guys. And so I was overwhelmed by it, and I'm just thrilled to have been able to watch that game.
So the first thought that I had when I heard this question was the insanity of kicking the ball deep to Kansas City with 13 seconds left and allowing them to just start without any problem. I think you have to kick it shorter. I think you have to make them make a play, even if it only takes 1 second off the clock. When you only have 13 seconds left, it seems to me 1 second.
You're giving them yards if you do that. What about that?
So, no, you can kick it deep enough so that that doesn't happen, but you make them make a play. I'm not saying to do an onside kick. In any case, the next thing I thought about as I was texting you and talking to you throughout the day was how great Mahomes is. Yeah. Mahomes is the best. Yeah. I've thought this for 3 or 4 years now. He's better than Brady. He's better than Rodgers right now. He's
better
not the best
than
ever.
Brady.
He's the best right now. He's the best right now. But even with all of those things, honestly, my takeaway is what a great game this was.
Yes.
How much fun it was to watch. And I was so happy, Mike, that it was won and not lost. Now, I don't know how you can score in 13 seconds. I don't know how that's possible.
You can say that
game
was
won and not lost. And to the subject of Josh Allen,
right?
There are some numbers here that are important. Josh Allen played two playoff games this year. Two playoff games. 9 touchdown passes, no interceptions. 637 yards passing, 134 rushing, 9 for 9 for touchdowns in the red zone. He was great, Mike. And he's out. He's out of
the
playoffs because the guy against him is just a little bit better. The guy against him has started at Kansas City now, your dynasty of one, started there for 4 years and has gotten at least to the AFC championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, he's great.
Tony, two quick things just to follow up on what you said. You know, I think the game, it was won because Kansas City was so great and Mahomes was so great. But, Tone, you got 12 seconds left or 13 seconds left in the game. You got to play some defense. You got to play some defense in the NFL, which no one wants to do anymore. I just want to point out, Ryan Clark said the most important observation to me about that game when he said right after it, neither of these offenses deserve to lose and neither of these defenses deserves to win. And he was on the money. Tony didn't play defense. I mean, the great defenses in our lives, they're not letting anybody go from John Unitas, all right, to Patrick Mahomes. They're not letting somebody go down the field 60 or 70 yards in 12, 13 seconds.
We saw it in both games yesterday. I'll say one other thing. For anybody out there that wants to say that the overtime rule is not fair and it was won by a coin flip, let me say this. Football is equally divided among 11 people playing offense and 11 people playing defense.
Amen.
Stop somebody.
Right.
You want the ball back?
Yes.
Stop somebody. And if you can't stop somebody, shut up.
Get out.
I want to use your word. Shut
up.
Don't talk to me about
it. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Okay.
Glad we can agree on the latter half of yesterday before we go to Sunday's other crazy game. The Rams beating the Bucs on that walk-off field goal. Sean McVay's team was up 27-3. You declared it over in the third quarter.
I did.
Before Tom Brady and the Buccaneers came all the way back to tie it. Matt Stafford hit Cooper Kupp twice, the second on a 44-yard bomb against a blitz, a partial blitz, to set up the winning kick. Tony, how many narratives changed in the last minute of that game?
I think two narratives changed for sure, and neither of them belong to Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady was down 27-3, and he did his job. When he walked off that field for the last time, his team was tied and ready to go to overtime. So it has nothing to do with Tom Brady. The first narrative was changed was Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford performed like a great quarterback under duress. There's no question about that. He understood clock management. He knew exactly what he was doing. And the second thing, narrative that was changed, sadly, was the defensive coaching staff and defensive structure of the team that lost that game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How in God's name does Cooper Kupp get open like that twice? This guy led the league in catches, yards, and touchdowns. He got the triple crown. He's first team all pro. You got to double team him. You can't let him beat you. Why are you blitzing? The one thing Stafford has done great all year is beat the blitz. Why are you doing? So you have to tell me, Mike,
you got a hard-headed
how
coach.
That happened.
You got a hard-headed head coach, even though you have a defensive coordinator who has a reputation that stands on its own, also for being blitz happy. But Tony, I don't know that any narratives changed in that game. I mean, Tom Brady was great. He did everything you could ask him to do, but he didn't win.
That's right.
He didn't win, but it's not going to change the narrative of Tom Brady. But let's go back to this Cooper Kupp thing. You and I have talked about this last night. We didn't understand it.
At length.
Yeah. And then we talked to various people this morning that we consult to say, what the hell is this? And the bottom line is, I know I've said to you for weeks, Cooper Kupp, do people look, is he invisible? Are black and white players and coaches just saying, he's just a white guy, he can't run that fast? These are the stereotypes that happen in sports and people buy into. In the NBA, for the longest, it was a guard. You know, he can't dominate the game, he can't control the game. What? Cooper Kupp is looked at in some way deficiently that must allow him to get open as if he's invisible. Well, you don't think he's that fast? Have you been paying attention to the whole season? And you have confirmation, Holmes, don't you?
Yeah, no, we talked to Booger about that, and Booger echoed exactly what you're saying, that's the way people must feel. I want to make one point. At the end of the game, when Matthew Stafford made those passes and then ran the length of the field and made sure that his team was set and made sure that an official spotted the ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These were things that were available to Dak Prescott that did not work. And I would tell you, Mike, that some of the difference is coaching, that everybody on the Rams knew exactly what to do in that situation. They were ready for that. They're ready for
it.
And it was clockwork.
Especially
for
the difference between
clockwork.
Them and Dallas. Yeah.
Yep.
We make that cross comparison. Yes, absolutely.
We now move to San Francisco beating Green Bay in the snow, a viewer's delight. This one also ended on the last play. They all did. A walk-off field goal by Robbie Gould this time. Afterwards, when asked how much responsibility he took for the loss, Aaron Rodgers said, and I quote, a lot. I didn't have a great night tonight, unquote. Wilbon, are you putting this loss on Rodgers?
Yeah, that's an understatement. Because we put it on Dak Prescott when his offense doesn't produce in the playoffs. We put it on him. So this is what Rodgers, look, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I'm not getting revisionist. He's been probably my favorite quarterback, I don't know, for years. And he is going to the Hall of Fame. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's one of the all-time greats. But in the playoffs, Tony, he has been deficient in some place. And he comes out in the spring and he tells you that he'd like some running backs or somebody else does his bidding. He liked a better running back situation, better receivers. What? Everybody was there to support him. He didn't come through. And by the way, I'd still take Aaron Rodgers next year. But he did not come through. And other quarterbacks who are this deficient in the playoffs, they get ripped. They get ripped. They are examined the entire offseason. Well, it's fair to do that now with Aaron Rodgers, as great as he is, because he wasn't as great as other people we saw this weekend. Yes, you can put it on him.
I'm going to dovetail with a lot of what you're saying. I'm just going to personalize it a little bit more. I've always liked Aaron Rodgers, as you know, always liked him. Even with this immunization thing, which was disturbing, I still found myself rooting for him the other night. I was surprised, Mike, at the number of texts that I got from people I know, all of whom are 50 years old and up and some way up, doctors and lawyers and businessmen and retired policemen. And they all said the same thing. Good, I'm glad he lost.
Yeah.
They're sick of him.
Yeah.
They're sick of what he did with COVID. They're sick of his need for attention. They're sick of the fact that he always makes it about him and that he blames Green Bay Packers management for every single thing that went wrong. And they said this was karma. And they were just sick of it. I still like him, but I will, again, underline with some numbers what you said. He's 0-4 against the 49ers alone in the playoffs, the team that he said would always regret not drafting him. He's 5-4 at home in Lambeau. You're supposed to be better than that, Mike. He's 11-10 overall. Tom Brady's 35-12. You want to compare them? One's 11-10, one's 35-12.
Yeah,
since he won the Super Bowl, Rodgers is 7-9 in the playoffs, and the 10 quarterbacks have won at least 11 games. He has the second lowest winning percentage. Like you, I believe he's a great quarterback. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's a great regular season quarterback. Something happens to him in the playoffs, Mike. He gets undone. I understand that their special teams were terrible, but, Mike, you got to get more than 10 points at
home. You're in the frozen palace of your life. By the way,
You know what?
The 49ers, they own him. They own him. 4 in the playoffs. And you know what was particularly great for someone like me, a lifelong Bears fan, is to see Robbie Gould, who still lives in Chicago. You know where Robbie Gould was during the double doink game when the Bears couldn't make a field goal in advance? You know where Robbie Gould was? He was sitting in Soldier Field as a fan. I know because I texted him. All right, Robbie Gould is still a Chicagoan. And so Aaron Rodgers, who owns Chicago, no, you don't own that guy who used to wear blue and orange, and you don't own the 49ers who own
you.
They own you. No. So let's hear him say that on somebody's podcast this week.
Oh, the McAfee podcast. Let's take a break.
Like Aaron Rodgers.
Coming up, we'll get to the game we've yet to discuss, the Bengals beating the Titans.
And later, is a one-game suspension enough for what thug Grayson Allen did to Alex Caruso? And look at the smirk as he walks off. One game for that.
So I'm still alive, Mike. I'm still alive with the Rams. Picked him in March. I'm still alive with the Rams.
Did I not congratulate you last night on this?
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Let's get to the game that kicked off this incredible weekend of football. The Bengals knocking off the AFC one seed Titans on Evan McPherson's 52-yard field goal as time expired. Cincy quarterback Joe Burrow said after the game, quote, "I'm tired of the underdog narrative," unquote. The team wants to retire the why not us refrain Defensive tackle DJ Reader suggested it should be replaced with "It is us." Wilbon, do you now believe in the Bengals the way the Bengals believe in the Bengals?
No. The Bengals have had two Super Bowl teams. I mean, Kenny Anderson and Boomer Esiason could sit back and say to young Joe, "Hey, shut up. We've already been two games further than you, at least one win further than you." So I don't hear that. I know they won't do that. But Tony, what's admirable about them, and I'm late to this, is that Joe Burrow, they have such a belief in him in that locker room and on that field. You get sacked 9 times. You get put on your fanny 9 times on the road and get up to win the game. I have nothing but love for Burrow now, you know, and I'm stunned by it. I'm awed by it. But still, all right, if you're going to say it is us or why us, then you got to win. Or you at least got to, in the culture of football, get to the Super Bowl. So they got one more to do before I join that chorus.
I will remind you that just last week you called me up and you said about Joe Burrow smoking a cigar. Somebody's going to want to punch him in the head for smoking that cigar.
Well, Tennessee I'm just going to remind you that you said that. 9 times.
Yes, he's a very cocky player. There's no question about that. But there's always a but. The Bengals hadn't won a playoff game in 30 years, and in his first playoff game, he won. They had never won a road playoff game.
Unreal.
And in his first road playoff game, he won. So, you know, when I see people writing, as they did today, about the Chiefs-Bills game, that, oh, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are going to be for the next 10 years what Peyton Manning and Tom Brady were to the AFC, I want to say, hold on a second, Sparky. Hold on a second. Don't count this kid out yet. And he's not the only cocky player there, Mike.
No.
Let me tell you something about the kicker, McPherson, who goes out there pretty much like Justin Tucker. That guy is great.
Yeah.
Right before he goes out to kick a 52-yard field goal, he's talking with the backup quarterback. He takes a practice swing with his leg, and I raise my foot so you can see it, and his words were, ah, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship game. That's a wow, Mike. And I root for them because they've been down for a long time.
Him and Mixon and this Chase Burrow combination, it all, Tony, it has a chance to not just, it has a chance to be charismatic, especially in a place like Cincinnati where they've never had anything ever other than those two appearances, man.
Totally agree. Let's take one last break. Still to come is tonight the night when Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens finally make the Hall of Fame.
And Auburn, the University of Charles Wade Barkley, is on top of the college basketball polls for the first time ever. How long are they going to stay there? We got to congratulate the Chuckster on this.
This week, I would say they would stay there. I'm pretty certain they'll be there all week.
So you're giving them 1 week?
Try the veal.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 86th birthday yesterday, Jerry Kramer. The Packers Hall of Famer is probably the most famous right guard ever, mostly because of the hole he opened up to let Bart Starr sneak into the end zone behind him and win the Ice Bowl over the Cowboys in 1967. As a result, the Packers got to Super Bowl II, where they beat the Raiders. Those Lombardi Packers, with all their championships and Hall of Famers, are the most legendary teams in NFL history. Kramer gave readers an inside look at them in Instant Replay, which he wrote with Dick Schaap, one of the first tell-all books written by an active athlete. Years later, they followed it with Distant Replay.
Tony, you know by birthright I'm required to hate the Green Bay Packers, but Dick Schaap would bring not only Mr. Kramer to dinners around Super Bowl week, but Willie Davis, the original Golden Boy, Paul Hornung, Max McGee, Fuzzy Thurston, Herb Adderley. And we would attend these dinners, you and I. We'd get invited. And, and how could you not consider them, no matter what your birthright is, irresistible? Every one of them seemed like such a great guy, a charming man. And I hate that I loved all those guys and Ray Nitschke, but I do, starting with Mr. Kramer.
Happy anniversary, Bengals and 49ers. On this day 40 years ago, the two franchises played each other in their first Super Bowls, with Joe Montana winning his first championship. Montana would win four Super Bowls. Steve Young would win one. The Bengals still haven't won one. Very few football fans would have predicted these two would get back to the Super Bowl this year. Cincinnati hadn't won a playoff game in 30 years, and San Francisco had such little faith in its quarterback, they traded up to draft another one. But now they stand one win away from that improbable reunion. This particular Super Bowl, Mike, 16, marked the first time John Madden used the telestrator.
Wow. I mean, you think about it, you wouldn't link those two, but the only two times that Cincinnati got to the Super Bowl, they had to deal with the 49ers, and that was not a good formula in those days.
Didn't work out. It was a bad matchup for Cincinnati. Happy trails to one game for Grayson Allen. The NBA has suspended the Bucks guard for one game because of his flagrant two foul on Chicago's Alex Caruso over the weekend. Caruso broke his wrist in the fall and will miss 6 to 8 weeks. The Bucks said in a statement they disagreed with the suspension. Mike, I know you really want to talk about this.
Yeah, first of all, Tony, you know our producer Eric Radholm hates when we, you know, characterize the person and not the action. I'm gonna break with that today, because he's a thug. He's been a thug. He's been a thug all of his public basketball career, which is Duke. Now, the NBA could suspend him for a game or so, a game really, because his thuggishness is contained pretty much in college. He hadn't done anything but have two flagrant foul one offenses in the NBA. But, Tony, the club, the Milwaukee Bucks, they sort of let him slide. They sort of endorse what he did and criticized the suspension. And the Bucks' statement is stupidly, gutlessly, arrogantly irresponsible. And so you got this guy in the league now doing these sorts of things. And you're basically, by not suspending him for more, you're leaving it to others to just sort of be vigilantism. This is awful, and the Bulls may miss the playoffs because of it, because of this thug's continued behavior.
Real quick to the big finish. Lakers lost to the Heat, but LeBron is now averaging over 32 and a half over his last 17 games. Are you impressed?
I mean, they're 7-10 over those games. LeBron's not playing for stats anymore. He's playing for titles, and they're not close to one. Auburn, the new number one college hoops team in the AP poll. How's that feel?
Hope it lasts longer than Purdue. Jason Tatum had 50 in the Celtics' win over the Wizards. Is that significant?
You know, the Celtics may be the biggest disappointment in the Eastern Conference this year. Certainly one of the top two. So not particularly. That's what Tatum does. He can stack and stuff stats. Baseball Hall of Fame announcement in minutes. Bonds, Clemens, Sosa, or Schilling. Anybody going to make it on his last ballot?
I don't think so. 3 a.m. this morning, Ash Barty, number one, faces Jessica Pegula in the Aussie Quarters. Who you got?
Pegula. Buffalo Bills. Got a root for her.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcast. And now, here's Sports Center.
So you're rooting for Jessica Pegula. You're rooting for the Bills.
Yes, I'm rooting for the
That's
Bills.
That's what I'm getting,
I'm rooting for Pegula.
Okay.
No question.
Heartbreak for the Bills.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.